From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Majority Leader John Boehner is warning colleagues in the House of Representatives that the next 2 years won't be easy.
Our spending has caught up with us, and our debt soon will eclipse the entire size of our national economy. Hard work and tough decisions will be required of the 112th Congress.
During his swearing-in as the new House Speaker yesterday, Boehner said lawmakers must now adhere to the will of the people and end business as usual. A group of Republican state lawmakers wants children born in the United States to illegal immigrants to be denied automatic citizenship. The group is proposing legislation meant to force a review of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says the action is meant to discourage illegal immigration. He says none of the proposals will lead to deportations. The latest home data index from Clear Capital finds that 2010 was a turbulent year for home prices, tumbling 4% overall. Daniel Carson reports the index does not expect things to improve much this year.
Home prices have, for the most part, stopped their free fall. The report expects they'll climb in only a handful of cities, including Washington, D.C., Houston, Honolulu, and Memphis. They're expected to fall in New Haven, Tucson, Dayton, Ohio, and Jacksonville, Florida, cities already struggling with double-digit declines. Clear Capital statistician Alex Villacorta.
2011 should be characterized by more stability. And that doesn't necessarily mean that prices will be going up, just that changes over the course of the year will be consistent. Prices seem to be bottoming out, but no price gains really in sight for the majority of the markets.
There are plenty of variables working against the housing sector, including high unemployment and the prospect of more than a million additional foreclosed properties hitting the market this year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The European Union confirms that its diplomats are among those invited to visit Iran's nuclear facilities. But Terry Schultz reports from Brussels that the EU is not rushing to accept the offer.
Brussels has not yet sent an official answer to the Iranian invitation, but EU spokesman Michael Mann gave Tehran a preview.
What we want to underline is that there is a process going on, and it is for the IAEA to inspect the Iranian nuclear facilities.
The IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is the UN body whose inspectors are constantly thwarted in their efforts to examine Iran's uranium enrichment program and learn whether it can be used for building weapons. The offer to visit some nuclear facilities was given to several ambassadors accredited to the IAEA. It comes just weeks before a new round of talks between Iran and the U.S., China, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany. Of those, only representatives from China and Russia received the invitation for the tour. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Japanese shares rallied today with the benchmark Nikkei index reaching an 8-month high. Shares were up a fraction of a point in Hong Kong and down 0.5% in Shanghai. This is NPR. The President's Oil Spill Commission is warning of another disaster like the BP oil spill if certain reforms are not made. The panel concludes that management failures by BP and its contractors and failed government policies led to the disaster last year. It says the companies made decisions that were based on cost and lacked the mechanisms to ensure safety. The first act of the New Hampshire House this session was to adopt a rule allowing representatives to carry weapons onto the chamber floor. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports that supporters call it a victory for the Second Amendment.
Earlier this week, top lawmakers removed a ban on carrying guns in the statehouse or on its grounds. Critics said opening up the Capitol to weapons sends the wrong message to the public, particularly the thousands of students who visit every year. But Deputy Majority Leader Sean Jasper disagrees. He says it's a learning opportunity.
If they see a gun, they need to understand that that's not something to be afraid of. In this great country, that's something to be proud of.
Republicans easily blocked an attempt to bar visitors from carrying weapons onto the House gallery on a 274-96 vote. While members are allowed to carry deadly weapons, lawmakers can't flash their hardware while on the floor. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.
A federal appeals court has upheld a law in Narragansett, Rhode Island, that allows officials to tag residential properties where noisy parties are held. The orange sticker law was challenged by University of Rhode Island students who live off campus, but the appeals court says the policy may be unorthodox, but it is still constitutional. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.